Hi, in this video, I'm going to show you how to list an item on eBay. Now, this particular item is an anti-glass serving tray. And I found this item at Goodwill, and I paid $2.99 for it. The reason I bought it was because of this label right here, which I will show you in just a minute. It has the words anti-glass, dishwasher safe, made in California, which made me think that it's probably a collectible item. So, first off, when you're doing images, a couple of things you need to know. A couple of tips here. I use just my iPhone for taking this image. If you've got a camera, you can use a camera, use an iPad, whatever you've got. I like to have several images. I've noticed that most people that list stuff on eBay either only have one or two images. You need to have as many as feasible to show each different view of the object. And also, if there's any defects in the object, like this one, for instance, has some scratches, or has one main scratch on the gold foil or the platinum foil around the edge. I'll show you that. I always take a picture of the defects. When possible, use natural light. I turn the flash off on my iPhone and just use the light that's available in the room. It gives it a much better look than having a flash. Okay, so when I uploaded this, or when I sent this, I actually took the images and emailed them to myself. For some reason, they came in from the wrong vantage point. So I need to rotate this. So I'm going to take, this is just Paint, which is free program in Windows. If you've got a Mac, I'm sure you've got something similar. So I'm going to rotate right 90 degrees. All right, and this is the view that I actually wanted. And this image is fairly large. But you need to have an image. The images need to be at least 500 pixel on the longest side. So I'm going to resize this. But first off, I'm going to crop it because I want to get just the main part of this. So I'm going to go to view, and I want to zoom out. A little bit easier to work with it when it's this size. All right, so I'm going to crop it. Whoops. You make a mistake like that in Paint, just click Control Z and it undoes it. All right, so now I want to hit select, and let's come out this far. That's not quite far enough. All right, right there. And I'm going to right click and choose crop. All right, so this is the actual image I'm going to use. That looks much, much better, I think. All right, so let's go back to view and let's do 100%. All right, so that's how big it is. Let's look to see how many pixels, because you've got to be at least 500 pixels. Okay, so it's 751, so we're good there with the pixel size. All right, so now I'm going to take this and save it. And I'm just going to save, it's Annie 3, so let's just save it back to Annie 3. Replace that. And I'm going to get my other ones. I've got 5 images total. Let's get this one. All right. Okay, at least 500, so that's good. That one's pretty much similar to the one I just took. I could rotate it like this. That looks much better. Let's use that one. Now this one, because of the shadowing, it looks like there's a defect right here, and there's not really. Let's look to see how that looks if it's 100%. Yeah, this one, I'm not going to use this one because the way it was shot, it looks like maybe there was something that looked like a defect, and that's not actually on the image or on the object itself. So I'm not going to use that one. If there was a defect, I'd definitely want to use it and highlight it, but in that case, I'm not going to, because it's not really a defect. It's just an artifact from the camera. Okay, now this one shows the defect right here on this platinum foil, so I definitely want to get that. All right, I also took a picture of the label. I think that's important as well. All right, and this might be a little tricky because it's not going to be big enough. Let's see. Yeah, it's only 360. Let me see if I can just resize this up. to make it 500. I'm gonna make it 501 just to be on the safe side. Okay, that looks pretty good. Sometimes you size something up, it distorts it, but I think that looks pretty good, and people can see that that's the label on it. So let's go ahead and do that. And I made it 501 just to be on the safe side in case when I'm uploading it that it doesn't lose any of its dimensions. All right, save that. All right, so there's my images. All right, so let me go out and do some research on this item so we know exactly what we're listing. So now what I want to do is go to eBay and do some research to see if any similar items have sold in the past. So I'm going to search for Annie Glass. And I don't know at this point exactly what it is. So we'll just kind of look around. And I particularly want to see the ones that are completed auctions, because these are the ones that are still open right now, so it doesn't tell us a whole lot. We can see that right here, this one's got 6 bids. That one's sort of similar to mine. No bids on any of the rest of them. So let's go ahead and click on completed listings. And you've got to be logged in to do this, but that's fine. Go ahead and log in. If you don't have an account with eBay, set one up. It's absolutely free. And then log in, and then we can look at the different listings. There's 177 results. So this looks like it's a fairly popular label here. And these two sold. Actually, they sold with best offer. Okay, so at this point, I still don't know exactly what mine is called. I know it's Annie Glass. So let's go to the Annie Glass website and see if we can get a little bit more detail on exactly what this item is. Now, it's probably just on annieglass.com, but let's go ahead and Google it. And I noticed on the eBay site or the eBay listing that it's all one word. So it's just like that. So it should be easy to find. Yeah, it's right here. So that's an ad. And here's some images. And right here is the actual site itself. All right, if we click on Go Shopping and browse collections. Okay, right down here at the very bottom, you see the different collections. And there's Nature Series, probably not. No. New? Nope. Roman Antique. I'm betting this is probably what it is right here. Okay, yeah. This looks almost exactly like what my piece is, except mine is not quite as wide. So let's look through the catalog here. And the dimensions on mine, it's like 5 by 8 inches. Okay, there's an appetizer tray. That's very similar. Okay, this might be it right here. This is a relish tray. Let me click on that. This is 9 by 4. That's not quite the dimensions. Okay, scrolling through here, here is one picture that has lots of different serving plates. So I'm going to click on this one. And let's see, it's not the chip and dip bowl. It's not the martini tray. It's not this one. It's the olive tray. And it's 11 by 5, not 8 by 5. I think I said 8 by 5, but it's 11 by 5. And that's the exact dimensions on it. So olive tray. So now we know exactly what to look for on eBay. So let's go back to eBay. And type in Annie Glass, and let's just see if anyone else has got one of these or has sold one of these in the last few weeks. Okay, right here, and you can see this exact, it's the exact same item. It's the Platinum Appetizer Olive Tray, and it sold for $39.99. That's great. All right, and here's the description. So what I can do now, I'm not going to use her exact description, but she's got all the details in here. And she's even got from Annie Glass website, and I can copy this because it's right from the website there. So I'm just going to go ahead and copy this information here, and I'll reword this. All right, I've just got a little notepad here that I keep my notes in, so I'll put that in there. And the title here. See if there's anything else out here. This one has Annie Glass, but it doesn't look like Annie Glass. And it's not the same color, so I'm going to ignore that one. All right, so I now know that it's called the Roman. So let's do anti-glass Roman. Just to see if there's anything else out here that we can look at. Want to look at the prices. So you can see these are not selling. And these are the completed auctions. So at $40, it's not selling. It looks like this one sold at $32.99. And then $59.69, that was best offer. $83.76, $64. And the one that we looked at was a buy it now at $39. So I'm thinking that I'll probably start my auction a little bit lower than that. Okay, now look at this one. This one had 7 bids. So let's see what price they started this out at. 7 bids, and the bid history is right here. So you can click on that, and it will tell you the starting price. So there's the starting price at $24.99. And how many different bidders do they have? So it looks like there were only 2 bidders, the one with 83 rating and the one with 4 rating. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this lister's strategy here, because it doesn't look like there's a ton of people that are interested in this glass. What I mean to say is there's people that are interested in it, but you're not going to get tons of bids. So I want to start it off at a high enough price where I can make some money right off the bat, even if it only gets the one bid. So I'm going to start it off at $24.99, just like this person here did, and hope that we get into have a bidding war that breaks out. But we'll see. And that way, if it doesn't sell, I can relist it. And if it does sell, I'll make enough money to make it worth my while. All right, I'm going to go ahead and let's see. I want to go back here and look at her listing here. Now, hers is gold while mine is platinum. And she says it's in good condition with no chips or cracks, but does have scratches due to age and use. Okay, so that might be a good way of wording that. This would be a great addition to any home or collection or display or conversational piece. Let's go ahead and just copy this. I'll put this back in my notes area. And I'm going to copy her title too. And I'll use these when I'm listing. Now, even though hers is a different item, it's very similar, so I can use some of the same information in here. All right, so let's go ahead and start listing this. The easiest thing to do is just go back to this listing here, the one that's the same item, and click on it, and then just click sell one like this. All right, and this conveniently includes the title already in there. I think her title's pretty good, so I'm not going to change anything. So let's add the photos. So I've got several photos that I took here, and if you remember, I labeled them Annie 1, 2. All right, so let's just open this. Now, I think the one I uploaded is probably the best one to use as the main image, because it's going to be the one that people see in the listings when they do search. But if I want to use a different one, I could just take this and drag it over like that, and then this would be the main one. Okay, but I don't want to do that. I want to keep this one the main one. Okay, and now we're going to do the details. I'm going to go to my information here. I'm just going to copy everything just so we have everything right here. All right, and then I'm just going to start working on it. First off, I'm going to repeat the title. All right, I don't want to copy this person exactly, so handcrafted serving tray. Olive serving tray. Half-inch platinum leaf rim over molten glass bottom. That's exactly what it is, so I'm going to leave that. Mine, for some reason, it's signed anti-glass, but it doesn't have the copyright. It doesn't have the year, so I'm just going to leave this out. I'm not sure if it got worn off or what. Overall measurements, 5 3/4. Yeah, that's the measurements. Condition is great. I'm going to put great. And the reason why is because condition of fine, that's an actual condition. I mean, that's an actual graded condition. An object can be pristine, mint, fine, good, fair, or poor. And those are actual graded designations. So if you use something like the word great, doesn't really hold you to one of those distinctions. Okay, some tiny, hard to notice scratches. I'm going to put some small scratches in platinum leaf, and they can see from the image right here the size of the scratch. All right, and then from Antiglass website, I'm going to leave this exactly the way it is. All right, let's go down here and see if there's anything I can steal from this listing. Here we have a beautiful Antiglass. Okay, I can't use that. All right, and I'm going to add some bolding here, so I'm going to bold this. This is why I repeated the title here, so I can bold that right there. I'm going to increase the size of it. And let's bold this and italics that. Okay, if I'm quoting someone else here, I'm going to do it in italics like that. Okay, and let's increase the size of this. Okay, and we're going to list this as an auction. The starting price is going to be $24.99. Okay, I'm not going to add a buy it now. Let's just let them bid it. Okay, now here is my super secret listing strategy. I always list on eBay, I always list the items on Sunday at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. And the reason for that is that has been shown to be the time and day when eBay gets the most traffic. Now, if it's a holiday weekend, I could throw a little monkey wrench in there, but I kind of ignore that and just do what I've always done. So 6 o'clock Pacific time. Now, I'm on the East Coast, so right now it's 5:39 Eastern time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the scheduling feature. I'm going to schedule. So we want to set this at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So 6 o'clock Pacific is going to be 9 o'clock Eastern time. All right, and the shipping, we'll apply the shipping based upon how similar. I'm going to select the shipping myself. Don't let them do that. I'm going to do it myself. All right, I'm going to charge a fixed cost. Now, we could go back and see what the other seller did on this one. Okay, she charged $10.60 for expedited shipping, so it's probably priority mail. So what I want to do is I want to use a flat rate box to make it easier. So if I use the medium flat rate box, which is right here, and if I go to the postage calculator, I can see that is $12.35. So let's just use that. And we could do an additional shipping service, but in this case, I really want to ship it priority mail because it's kind of fragile, and I want to have enough room in that box to really pack it in well. So I'm just going to keep it at priority mail, and I think people will appreciate that. Handling time, I think 2 business days is good. Returns, I'm going to put not accepted for this. I'm going to do that because it is glass, so if you have someone trying to return it, it's inevitably going to get broken. And we can automatically relist. So let's go ahead and do that. It's not really going to cost us anything extra. All right, and then just click on the list it. Okay, so it's listed, or actually it will be listed at 6 p.m. Pacific time, but we can go ahead and check out the listing right here. The image looks awesome. One thing I forgot to tell you when I was talking about images, I selected a background that highlighted the platinum look of this tray. And what I did was I took a doily and I just turned it upside down. And that was the blue that I wanted. So I think that makes it look just really good. Okay, so there's a listing. It didn't actually cost me anything to list this. I know they used to charge for if you scheduled an auction at a later date or a later time, but they didn't charge on this one, so that's good. So it'll either sell or not. If it doesn't sell, it'll just continue to relist for 3 more times. But I'm quite sure that this will sell because similar items have in the past. All right, thanks for watching. And if you want to follow this auction, the item number is right here. It's 18126876-0426. All right, I'll put this on the mind map as well. All right, thanks for watching.